Good morning, we are here. It is September the 1st, 2016, Thursday. New moon in Virgo, on the heels of a solar eclipse. Let us begin. You are moving as a planet through some very intense energies. These energies are separating, coagulating, forming different areas, moving groupings into different boundaries. And it seems that you're getting a lot of separation out of it. In other words, there's all this separating, one group from another, one political group from another, planetary groupings from another. You're seeing a lot of this separation. And that's true. That's part of what's going on, this coagulating of groupings. What's going to happen next is going to be something like a blending, like all of a sudden all these ingredients are going to then be put into the bowl to be blended. And that is going to take some doing, and that's going to take some doing from some very enlightened energies. In other words, you're going to have this cosmic baker come along and start to bring the ingredients together into the mix. Because first you separate things. Whenever you're going to bake, don't you put everything aside? All your ingredients are off to the side so that you know how much to take, and then you follow a recipe, and the recipe says a little bit of this, a little bit of that, mix for a while, knock around, put in the blender, add a little bit of this. You work your way through the process. And so, right now, that process is working in many areas, but in particular for United States, it is working through the political. You're wondering for yourself, you're seeing the Trump people here, you're seeing the Clinton people here, the Bernie people there, the libertarians over here, whatever other groupings there are. You're seeing them all sort of, now, what's going to be the ingredients, how are the ingredients going to be brought together? And we will tell you that there are going to be events that are going to start to move these ingredients around into the mix. We've been asked, what happened to Bernie? Bernie's coming back. Bernie has never left the stage. Bernie has set himself up in a way to be available should Hillary Clinton exit. And there are a lot of potential motions coming along that will assist Hillary in exiting. And so then what? Again, bringing these ingredients together. So as you move into this next moon or so, September into October, be aware of the invisible hand, if you will, of the baker, of the master baker. Understand? Who is moving the ingredients around. And if you can trust that higher being can pull things off, then you will discover that these ingredients can come together in a very, very positive and enlightening fashion. And we see that happening in the next few moons. As you move along, you learn certain things become juggled a certain way. You will see a surprise, if you will, for some. Some are not going to be quite so surprised, but many will be surprised. Others will just feel relieved. that you will see these ingredients being used properly, being moved around into the mix, because there's a lot of ingredients. What's going on with the Native Americans in the pipeline right now? What's going on with the Black Matters people, what they are working on? What's going on with the Hispanic Mexican populations? What is going on with the white populations? They are all in this kind of feeling each other out and trying to see how this is going to all mesh into the final product, which is ideally a America that works for everyone. A country and a planet that works for everyone. And part of that is going to be this idea that's only now beginning to be brought out, that you are slaves, in a way, to wages. You've heard the term wage slaves. What does that mean? Why is it that you can only make money doing things that corporations want to pay you for? Has that always been like that? Is that how great inventions were invented? Because corporations wanted certain people to do certain things? Is that how great ideas, great mathematics and physics and biologies and such, is that how they all came about? Not really. If you were to do some studying, you would find that a lot of these great ideas came from people who had time to focus on them, because they were passionate about these focusings, these things to focus on. And so the planet is moving back to a place where passion will drive people, not need, not the idea that they have to earn a certain level of monies to survive. Yes, you will all contribute, but the reason you contribute will be because of your passion for the final product. And so one of the things that's coming out of this time, one of the focuses for that we would see after this eclipse, is the idea that people are going to start to find their passion. Many people have already found their passion and they are doing it, but there are a lot who can't because they are overwhelmed by the world around them. And so if they have a passion for something, they cannot indulge it. They cannot nurture it. But that's going to change. That's going to change big time on the planet, as people will begin to bring their passion back into their lives. And this idea that people are just going to get lazy and do nothing, we'll see. Most people get tired of being lazy. They want to produce, they want to do something with their lives. They have a goal, a yearning. And so imagine a planet where everyone's yearning has validity, has nurturing, has the components given to that person to achieve. That is the world that is coming. That is what we would call the golden age, where the collective nurtures the individual, not the other way around. And again, this is a very alien way of thinking, coming out of the Babylonian wage slave dynamic that has been playing out on your planet. But it is not new. It is very old. And it has brought civilizations throughout the cosmos to very high levels of achievement. And so imagine, just take a moment and imagine what can be achieved by billions of people being cut loose to follow their passion. Just imagine. Imagine a world of Elon Musks. Imagine a world of people who take their take their passion to new levels. Imagine what can be accomplished. That is what's coming. And so think about it in the next few moons as you see things unraveling a little in the political. What's going to come out of all of this cauldron? What's the final baked cake going to look like? With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.